Cantor Audio, a division of Recorded Books, presents Coping with Trauma-Related Dissociation, Skills Training for Patients and Therapists by Suzette Boone, Kathy Steele, and Ono Vanderhart. Narrated by Colleen Marlowe. Preface. Coping with Trauma-Related Dissociation is the first manual developed for patients with complex developmental trauma disorders, such as dissociative identity disorder, DID, and dissociative disorder not otherwise specified, DDNOS. The treatment of complex dissociative disorders has gained increasing acceptance because these diagnoses have been validated across numerous populations, and treatment approaches based on expert clinical consensus have shown consistent and significant promise. For treatment guidelines, see International Society for the Study of Trauma and Dissociation, ISSTD, in press. Studies to date, although methodologically flawed, indicate patients with a dissociative disorder benefit from treatment that specifically focuses on dissociative pathology, with two-thirds showing improvements in a range of symptoms that include dissociation, anxiety, depression, general distress, and post-traumatic stress disorder, PTSD. Preliminary efforts to empirically validate these treatments have shown positive results, and further research is underway. In the 1990s, skills training books for traumatized and other psychotherapy patients began to emerge, but none were specific for individuals with a complex dissociative disorder. Many focused on a particular theoretical approach or techniques for problems related to, but not specific for trauma, and thus have become useful additions to the treatment of traumatized individuals in general. Some were intended as an adjunct to individual therapy or for personal use, whereas others were designed for structured group settings. These valuable manuals cover a wide range of topics, including safety, emotional regulation and affect phobia, social anxiety, addictions, self-harm, depression, anxiety, and relationship issues. Some of the prominent ones that have been particularly useful for many trauma survivors include dialectical behavior therapy for borderline personality, systems training for emotional predictability and problem solving, also for borderline personality, short-term psychodynamic treatment of affect phobia, and mindfulness and mentalization-based treatments such as acceptance and commitment therapy. In the past decade, manuals that specifically address the treatment of trauma have emerged, a number of them empirically validated. Several are specific to PTSD, mostly based on cognitive behavioral therapy, CBT, and prolonged exposure. Other PTSD manuals have integrated CBT with additional modalities, including emotion regulation, interpersonal and case management for trauma and addictions, and an eclectic approach. Kloetscher, Cohen, and Conan were the first to develop a psychotherapy manual specifically for complex PTSD in adult survivors of childhood abuse, based on CBT and detachment interpersonal object relations. In the Netherlands, a stabilization course for complex PTSD, Voger and Verder, was published, adapted from an original manual by C. Slotnick et al., with some additional materials. Some of these trauma-focused manuals are meant to specifically address the treatment of traumatic memories, but expert consensus indicates that patients with a complex dissociative disorder are at significant risk of being destabilized and maybe even decompensate when they are exposed prematurely to traumatic memories. The vast majority of these patients require a significant period of stabilization and skills building before they can successfully tolerate and integrate traumatic memories. In fact, the general clinical consensus for the treatment of chronically traumatized individuals, including patients with DID or DDNOS, is a phase-oriented individual outpatient therapy, consisting of the following. 1. Stabilization, symptom reduction, and skills training. 2. Treatment of traumatic memories. And 3. Personality integration and rehabilitation. The treatment guidelines for DID and DDNOS and other publications by experts in the field provide an excellent overview of treatment approaches. These publications also provide specific interventions. Nevertheless, therapists are still left to cull a hodgepodge of specific phase one skills-based techniques from the literature and rich oral traditions of the field of dissociative disorders, leaving any given treatment at the mercy of the therapist's creativity and familiarity with the literature. In this manual, we have attempted to gather fundamental phase one stabilization techniques for patients and their therapists, specifically tailored to address the dissociation that underlies and maintains many of their symptoms. Some of these skills include mentalization, mindfulness, emotion and impulse regulation, inner empathy, communication and cooperation, development of inner safety, and cognitive, affective, and relational skills. At the heart of the manual is approximately 30 years of clinical experience that each of the authors has had with patients who have DID or DDNOS, coupled with the magnificent and foundational work of many other colleagues who are pioneers in the field. It is well known that clinical innovations come from clinicians, not researchers, and until sufficient randomized controlled studies have been conducted on treatment of complex dissociative disorders, we are reliant upon this hard-won clinical wisdom. For the first time, this manual provides an operationalized treatment protocol that is subject to empirical validation for this most in need population, which has been excluded from other studies on trauma treatments. Development of Skills Training Manual. This manual is partly based on ongoing learning experiences with outpatient day treatment programs for patients with DID in the past decade in the Netherlands. These day programs usually ran daily during the week for a half to a full day, and they included adjunctive therapies such as art and movement therapy. This distinguished them from the more cognitively oriented courses for borderline personality disorder. The nonverbal experiential components of these treatment programs proved to be particularly destabilizing for many patients with complex dissociative disorders in the early stages of treatment. These modalities can reactivate traumatic memories and dissociative parts, which results in disorganization of the person as a whole, especially when the phobia of inner experience remains intense. These difficulties led one of us, SB, to develop a manualized course of limited duration, comparable to skills training such as dialectical behavior therapy and STEPS, but specifically designed for patients with complex dissociative disorders. An empirically validated Dutch stabilization course for patients with complex PTSD, developed by Ethi Dorpal, Kathleen Thomas, and Nell Dreyer, was the most important published source of inspiration for coping with trauma-related dissociation. As part of a research study, one of the authors, SB, conducted in 2005 a group for complex PTSD patients with an earlier unpublished version of this Dutch manual, Vulgar en Verder, and was greatly impressed with the results. However, patients with a complex dissociative disorder, DID and DDNOS, subtype 1, were excluded, which further galvanized efforts to produce a manual specific for dissociative disorders. A positive experience with the complex PTSD group was the impetus for the first author, SB, to develop a manual for patients with a complex dissociative disorder. This manual has a comparable format to and overlap in some themes in Vulgar en Verder and the STEPS manual for emotion regulation in borderline personality disorder. It also has some similarities with other trauma-related skills manuals. What is unique about this manual is that it highlights ways for both the dissociative patient and the therapist to effectively work with an underlying dissociative organization of the personality as an essential part of coping with many of the well-known symptoms of chronic traumatization. Over the past 6 years, several expert clinicians, including one of the authors, SB, have used an earlier version of the manual to conduct skills training groups in the Netherlands, and more recently in Norway and Finland, resulting in further suggestions to improve the manual. Finally, over the past 3 years, the authors have collaborated intensively to refine and expand the manual. We have consulted with numerous other colleagues and some patients in an effort to receive a wide range of feedback and suggestions. Although the manual was originally developed as a structured skills-based group treatment, we quickly came to realize that it can also be an invaluable adjunct to patients in individual therapy and can serve as a handbook for therapists. Thus, the manual can be used either for group or for individual purposes. And although this manual was developed specifically for patients with complex dissociative disorders, much of the content is also highly relevant for people with complex PTSD and trauma-related personality disorders. Therapists who use the manual as part of individual therapy with patients should note that Chapter 34, Introductory Session, and Chapter 35, Leave-Taking Sessions, are for group use only. All clinicians and patients should be cautioned that this manual is in no way a substitute for comprehensive treatment of dissociative disorders, nor for adequate training and supervision in the treatment of complex dissociative disorders. We strongly recommend that anyone using this manual become familiar with the updated International Society for the Study of Trauma and Dissociation Treatment Guidelines for DID and DDNOS. For more information on treatment of dissociative disorders, visit the website of the International Society for the Study of Trauma and Dissociation at isst-d.org or the website of the European Society for Trauma and Dissociation at estd.org. For more information about coping with trauma-related dissociation, the authors and specialized training for therapists, visit our website at copingwithdissociation.com. A personal word to patients. Let's keep this just between us, but if someone had offered this book to me a few years ago, I would have run away screaming, if not on the outside, then certainly inside of me. I admit that this would not have been the best response given the situation, but hey, it was not unusual for me at the time to react differently from how I should have done. Back then, I felt like I was constantly pushing a wheelbarrow full of frogs down a bumpy, winding road. The frogs would not stay put. They croaked at the slightest movement and made the wheelbarrow lean over dangerously whenever I encountered a bump or a pothole on my way. It often took more strength than I thought I had to keep this wheelbarrow upright and to continue down the road. The worst part, however, was that I didn't see anyone else struggling with such a peculiar load. I was ashamed of my wheelbarrow and did my best to make sure that nobody would notice it. After all, what could I answer if someone were to ask me how I came by so many frogs? To be honest, I hardly knew most of my frogs. I thought of them as green monsters and regarded them as no more than a burden that I had to bear. I did not even know how or when some of them had climbed into my wheelbarrow, or why. Then one day, when I arrived at the biggest, deepest pothole in the road, I realized that I could no longer do this alone, and that I needed help from someone else to keep the wheelbarrow upright on this stretch of the road. It took a lot of courage and a great deal of trust to dare ask for that help. Trust in that other person, but even more, genuine trust in myself. I needed to believe that I could ask for help, that I would not helplessly collapse if someone cast an eye on my many frogs, and that together we would find a way past, through, or over the biggest obstacles. Trust is an important theme in this book. Again and again, you will hear that you and all of your parts must learn to rely on each other, that it is important to connect with people you can count on, and that you can be sure of the support of your therapist. Of course, it is not at all easy to have or to feel such trust. However, that may be the most important and most beautiful lesson you can learn from this book, that there are people you can trust, and that you are worthy of letting yourself be seen by them. The authors of this book are such people. When you hear what they have written, you will find that they have your very best interests at heart. They possess the knowledge, the experience, and the empathic skills to help you. I know because I have worked through each and every topic in this book as part of my own process. Suzette Boone, Kathy Steele, and Ono Vanderhart know what they are talking about. When I look back on the years I struggled with the topics they discuss in this book, I can only say that what they write is true, and much more important, it helps. I know my frogs now. If anything, they have turned from green monsters into dear green friends. They sit still when I want them to, and if the path becomes somewhat treacherous again at times, they are very willing to lend a hand and help push my wheelbarrow. They have considerably diminished in number, by the way, but that doesn't even seem important anymore. Together, the load was a lot easier to carry anyway. In order to come to this point, I have had to learn many new skills. All of those skills are included in this book. I did not write the book, of course. Still, it feels like it's about me. That is probably exactly why I would have run away if someone had given it to me at the beginning of my therapy. It named that which I did not want to have named, and it showed what I preferred never to look at. As I said before, it was not unusual for me at that time to react differently from how I should have done. With the wisdom that comes from hindsight, I would now accept it with both hands. If this were indeed my book, I would dedicate it to my therapist for the way she taught me how to trust her and for the trust she had in me. However, it is not my book. It belongs to you and to your therapist. Now all you need to do is to take a deep breath, continue listening, and get to work. Believe in yourself. Believe in all your parts. And believe in your therapist. I know you can. I trust in you. Yolanda Treffers. Introduction for Patients. This manual was developed for those of you who are struggling with complex trauma-related dissociative disorders, that is, dissociative identity disorder, DID, and dissociative disorder not otherwise specified, DDNOS, subtype 1. These disorders are often misunderstood by the public, and publications about treatment have been written primarily for mental health professionals. There is little reliable and practical help to be found, other than that which your therapists have been able to offer. Many of you have spent years in the mental health system before your core dissociative problems were recognized and treated. This manual offers you practical solutions to dissociative problems during the first phase of your treatment. We explain dissociation and other trauma-related symptoms in basic language, and we help you understand and work with dissociative parts of yourself in a rational manner. You will be introduced to essential ideas and themes useful to your healing from dissociation and trauma, and you will also learn practical skills to help you manage in daily life. We strongly recommend that you use this manual only in the course of individual therapy or in a structured skills training group run by trained clinicians so that you will make the most of your experience and will receive adequate support. This manual is not intended to be used by yourself when you are not in therapy, although some content may be helpful. The manual may also be helpful to your loved ones who wish to understand and support you more effectively. Each chapter includes an educational topic relevant to trauma and dissociation, as well as strategies to help you cope more effectively with your dissociation and other trauma-related problems. Homework assignments are included for every topic to help you practice your new skills. If you are using this manual in your individual therapy rather than participating in a group, you may ignore the agenda at the beginning of each chapter, as well as the entire Part 8, Chapters 33 to 35, which are focused on group participation. Some topics may not be relevant to you. Nevertheless, you may find some helpful tips in those chapters, so we encourage you to at least hear about the topics before you decide to skip those chapters. Some topics may be too overwhelming or premature for you at this time. That is fine. Just skip those chapters and continue with those chapters that are right for you. It is essential that you practice the homework exercises and modify them to your own needs as necessary. Listening to the manual may be helpful, but it is no substitute for the consistent practice that earns you new skills. Make sure you collaborate with your therapist in your work in the manual. It is essential for you to pace yourself in your work on this material. At any time you begin to feel overwhelmed, simply stop and practice grounding exercises and focus on the present moment, and consult your therapist if needed. Healing takes time, and pushing yourself too hard can actually slow your progress. On the other hand, not pushing yourself at all to overcome avoidance of painful issues or to practice new skills also slows your healing. Find your pace, and if needed, ask your therapist to help you know when to push and when to slow down. Participation in any of the exercises in this manual is voluntary. We have attempted to make the exercises appropriate for a wide range of individuals. But of course, not all exercises may be helpful or even right for you as an individual. Even though people with a dissociative disorder have much in common, they also have many differences. You will receive maximum benefit from the course if you can practice the exercises as much as possible, but you should also be aware of what is and is not helpful to you. Feel free to modify exercises for your benefit, to come up with some of your own, or to enlist the help of your therapist in additional ways to practice the various skills in this manual. Throughout the manual, you will often be asked whether you encountered any difficulties in completing your homework. Awareness of these obstacles is the first step in overcoming them. It is essential for you to take any difficulties to your individual therapist to receive further help and support. Part 1. Understanding Dissociation and Trauma-Related Disorders. Chapter 1. Understanding Dissociation. Agenda. Welcome and reflections on the introductory session. Exercise, learning to be present. Topic, understanding dissociation. Introduction, learning to be present. Understanding dissociation, the origins of chronic dissociation, dissociative disorders. Homework, reread the chapter. Practice the learning to be present exercise twice a day, morning and evening, or an equivalent exercise that you and your therapist have agreed is best for you. Complete homework sheet 1.1, reflections on what you have learned. Introduction. This manual focuses on helping you understand and cope with dissociation and the major dissociative disorders, as well as related experiences and problems. It is important from the beginning that you pace your work in this manual and also in your therapy according to what is tolerable for you at a given time. You may find that focusing on your dissociative symptoms may increase your anxiety temporarily. However, gaining an understanding of what is happening within you and learning more effective ways to cope will soon help you feel more relaxed and comfortable with your inner experiences. If you become too anxious at any time while working in this manual, stop for a while and practice the learning to be present exercise found later in this chapter, or other exercises in this book that will help you become calmer and more grounded. You can always return at a later time to finish a chapter. You will begin by learning more about how to stay present. Once you have practiced the exercise suggested for being present, you can learn about dissociation in the chapter. Learning to be present. Being in the present, being aware of your surroundings and of yourself, is essential to learning, growing, and healing from a dissociative disorder. In the moment you are present, the past is behind you. Thus, before introducing any other topics, we begin with an exercise to help you focus on being present, because it is the foundation for all the work you will do in this manual and in your therapy, and because we know that when you have a dissociative disorder, it can be a struggle to be present. People with dissociative disorders encounter a number of problems that interfere with being present. When you are under stress or faced with a painful conflict or intense emotion, you may have a variety of ways to retreat from the present in order to avoid it. Although retreat may feel better in the moment, in the long run, you will become increasingly avoidant of the present, which can make your problems worse. There may be times when you feel spacey, foggy, or fuzzy. You may lose a firm connection with the present without even being aware of it, and only realize afterwards that you were not very present. Perhaps you become engulfed by negative images, feelings, or thoughts from the past, or worries about the future such that you were so preoccupied in your own mind that you were not aware of the present. You may have times when you are aware of your actions as though you were watching yourself, but do not feel you have control over them. It may seem as though you are present and not present at the same time. In addition, some people with complex dissociative disorders lose time. That is, they cannot account for what happened during significant periods of time in the present. And some people may blank out for periods and not be aware of anything. Other people retreat to fantasy or daydreams when life feels too stressful. The following concentration exercise can help you focus your attention on the here and now. You can begin to learn to stop yourself from spacing out and eventually to overcome much of your dissociation by learning to stay present. Remember to gauge whether the following exercise is helpful to you, and if not, stop or modify it. Exercise, learning to be present. Notice three objects that you see in the room and pay close attention to their details. Shape, color, texture, size, etc. Make sure you do not hurry through this part of the exercise. Let your eyes linger over each object. Name three characteristics of the object out loud to yourself. For example, it is blue, it is big, it is round. Notice three sounds that you hear in the present, inside or outside of the room. Listen to their quality. Are they loud or soft? Constant or intermittent? Pleasant or unpleasant? Again, name three characteristics of the sound out loud to yourself. For example, it is loud, grating, and definitely unpleasant. Now touch three objects close to you and describe out loud to yourself how they feel. For example, rough, smooth, cold, warm, hard or soft, and so forth. Return to the three objects that you have chosen to observe with your eyes. As you notice them, concentrate on the fact that you are here and now with these objects in the present, in this room. Next, notice the sounds and concentrate on the fact that you are here in this room with those sounds. Finally, do the same with the objects you have touched. You can expand this exercise by repeating it several times, three items for each sense, then two for each, then one, and then build it up again to three. You can also add new items to keep your practice fresh. Examples: sight. Look around the room for something or even someone that can help remind you that you are in the present. For example, a piece of clothing you are wearing that you like, a particular color or shape or texture, a picture on the wall, a small object, a book. Name the object to yourself out loud. Sound. Use the sounds around you to help you really focus on the here and now. For example, listen to the normal everyday noises around you. The heat or air conditioning or refrigerator running. People talking. Doors opening or closing. Traffic sounds. Birds singing. A fan blowing. You can remind yourself, these are the sounds of normal life all around me. I am safe. I am here. Taste. Carry a small item of food with you that has a pleasant but intense taste. For example, lozenges, mints, hard candy or gum, a piece of fruit such as an orange or banana. If you feel ungrounded, pop it into your mouth and focus on the flavor and the feel of it in your mouth to help you be more here and now. Smell. Carry something small with you that has a pleasant smell. For example, a favorite hand lotion, perfume, aftershave, or an aromatic fruit such as an orange. When you start to feel spacey or otherwise not very present, a pleasant smell is a powerful reminder of the present. Touch. Try one or more of the following touch exercises that feels good to you. Touch the chair or sofa on which you are sitting, or your clothes. Feel them with your fingers and be very aware of the textures and weight of the fabric. Try pushing on the floor with your feet so that you can really feel the floor supporting you. Squeeze your hands together and let the pressure and warmth remind you that you are here and now. Press your tongue hard to the roof of your mouth. Cross your arms over your chest with your fingertips on your collarbones and pat your chest, alternating left and right, reminding yourself that you are in the present and safe. Breathing. The way in which we breathe is crucial in helping us to be present. When people dissociate or space out, they are usually breathing very shallowly and rapidly or hold their breath too long. Take time to slow and regulate your breathing. Breathe in through your nose to a slow count of three. Hold to the count of three.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?